This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We do have John Fanta coming up in 1 hour's time. He wants to talk a little bit of Guardians today. We'll also get his thoughts on the LeBron return rumors, as put forth by Bill Simmons. We'll also get his take on, well, OTAs getting started and the quarterback kerfuffle getting started in Cleveland this week as well. And again, if you guys are just joining us, tomorrow's the day that the team meets with the media, so we're going to have some sound there. Going to be a nice big week here talking some Browns football. We also have to get the latest on the stadium kerfuffle between the city, the county, and the Haslams and the city of Brook Park. But if true, this would be a return to the pre-Stefanski era for the Browns. Walk us through this Ben Solak comment.
Yeah, so Ben Solak for ESPN, he was talking, and first he went throughout the idea that the Browns were 3-14 last year, and he goes, another three-win season wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And he goes, the first collective swell of a fan base wanting to tank for the Arch Manning pick will come October 5th. Browns are starting 0-5. The early season schedule is brutal. Manning will have just beaten the Florida Gators on October 4th in a dazzling 4-touchdown performance. The rallying cry will be the march to Arch, or possibly planning for Manning.
Oh, I hate both of those. The march for Arch or planning for Manning. I'm not chanting that into a microphone.
Well, you can't chant planning for Manning, but it did sound pretty good. I'm reading it sounded pretty good.
Would it be a planning for Manning? I don't even know. So here's the thing. You can't, if you think this season's going to go where it's most likely to go, which is for a team that's not going to win 500 games or more, right? Or not have a 500 record or more. If you think that's the reality, this absolutely is one of the possibilities. I just think, like, until otherwise, I think we should assume Arch isn't coming out next year.
So that's the part of this where I thought to myself, I'm like, I can't find anybody that does this that actually thinks Arch Manning is going to come out.
Yeah.
So are we going to be doing the chance? I don't think we're approaching this season as if it goes poorly, we have Arch Manning. I think we are approaching it, whereas if it goes poorly and you don't have a quarterback, then we're thinking about the next guy after Arch Manning.
I do think part of the national conversation about quarterbacks in a way to constantly fulfill the hope prophecy is, hey, we've got this one guy we're pointing to. We did it with Caleb Williams for a year. Certainly we did with Andrew Luck back in the day. Every couple years, there's a guy who,
yeah,
a year out, everyone goes, that's, and by the way, we're not always right. Josh Rosen was one of those guys. Christian Hackenberg's was one of the, so there've been, Matt Barkley was one of those guys for like two straight years. So just because there's a name on it attached to it doesn't mean that name's going to be the one. I just look at it and it's like, it's just not where my mind is. Like, I'm somehow living in the space of, I'm pretty confident this season isn't going to be one that makes Browns fans really, truly happy. And I also think it's going to be, I think they're going to be competitive enough, at least early in the season, to make it interesting.
I just don't see Browns fans giving up on the season that quickly when we have too many different areas that you can pivot to.
I mean, 0-5, that's going to be a test for the fans.
0-5 stinks, but if you're 0-5 and let's say it's all Joe Flacco starts, don't you still have some optimism that between Gabriel or Shador, one of them can come on and at least give you a spark or something?
Oh, I think 0-5 with Kenny Pickett is the... Because then you'll be like, well, I never liked Kenny Pickett. So we can either then turn to Joe or we can turn to one of the rookies.
That's what I'm saying, though. I feel like there's still like a what's behind door B, right? And we'll just blame that quarterback. Whatever that first quarterback is, we'll just blame that quarterback and we'll say, well, they obviously stunk. There's a reason why we were able to get that quarterback. And then we'll just continue on. But I feel like this season, 0-5 won't have us just all of a sudden talking quarterbacks and drafts. Like, we're not going to have Joe DeLeon on in week 6.
I also think our mentality's changed a little bit. I think you saw this year, like, I think it was hard for us to go back to what it used to feel like with the draft. Like in 2017, 2018,
oh my gosh, it was we tough did. But we did. We talk about it in October in those years.
Well, and not just October, it'd be September. Like, hey, I remember the Myles Garrett, or going into the Myles Garrett draft year. So that's what, 2016 season.
Yeah.
There's a time where I looked around and be like, what are we, you got any quarterbacks? Mitch Trubisky? Like, I remember hearing, like, Mitch had maybe started 4 or 5 games for North Carolina at that point. And people were like, I think he's the guy. I remember being like, shouldn't he start like a couple more games before we have the he's that guy?
I remember being a part on Baskin and Phelps where we did this whole bit where it was like each person got assigned 2 quarterbacks. And you had to give an update every week. Everyone did updates on their quarterbacks that they had. And we just went through and between us, it was like, you know, 12 different quarterbacks.
All right. I don't hate the idea of having like a quarterback Deadpool.
That's basically what it was.
So basically, everybody on the show gets to pick a first quarterback and then a B quarterback.
Okay.
And then you can move off one at any point, but you can't move off both at the same point. And just to see...
you got to have the flexibility because I love getting...
from like week 1 of the college football season until the draft season.
Okay. I'm in for this because I love nothing more than just lining ourselves up for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right. And also staying committed to a quarterback. And I'm awfully loyal to quarterbacks.
Jake, hold this topic for about 2 months. But when college football starts,
we do a draft style.
I think we got to do draft style. Yeah,
and we also got to maybe like do we pick names out of a hat to see who goes first and all the way through or what?
Hey, can we just do like a randomizer?
We do a cameo where John Fanta then describes who gets the draft order.
I also that should be okay. Kind of wouldn't be the worst thing to even. I was going to say Fanta in and have him as part of it. But
Fanta
then I
charges
realized.
$80 for a cameo. Did you know that?
$80.
He thinks he's worth $80. He's not at 4 o'clock. He might be.
I mean,
$80 for a John Fanta cameo.
I'm just gonna say, if he's charging $80, it's because somebody's paid.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Paid you before. I think he's got more than one person that's paid it. That's that New York money that he lives in too, though. New Yorkers have an insane, it's like a different world, the amount of money that New York people have.
All right.
They're playing with Monopoly money. Everyone else just isn't.
That is coming up in an hour's time.
I think he plugged it the other day. I looked at it. I was like, $80 for a Fanta cameo. Wow.
I actually think the beauty in this season is I think you should go in not expecting like a person to have it. Because I'll be honest with you, I think the catch 22 is, hey, Bryce Young's going to be the first round pick next year, the number one pick, the first quarterback off the board. And then teams have to work off that, which in time we've seen them go Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. We've seen them go Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. We've seen the Baker years were a little different, but I mean, I think there is, that's, I think once you've been anointed as the it quarterback, it becomes harder to make a full decision on it because the quarterback zeitgeist takes over and it's just like, it's an assumed fact that Andrew Luck should be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, I don't think it exists right now outside of Arch Manning for a lot of people. And I think that's what makes this upcoming year so fun, right?
Agreed, 100%. If it was just Arch, the March for Arch, I think it'd honestly be awful. Because if you do start talking about it on October 5th, and then you have to carry that all the way to April.
Well, and then also if you're talking about it in October, you're also not guaranteed to have it either.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's the other big part of this is then it goes into the.
But what if there's like a Joe Burrow type player that no one saw coming, and then has one of the greatest seasons in college football history?
There's like three of them. Drew Aller can be one of those guys. Cade Klubnik could be one of those guys. Oh, there's Lenore Sellers really could be, but I think he might stay for a third year.
All those guys were talked up in a different way than Burrow was entering his final year at LSU.
Burrow was maybe a fourth or fifth round pick.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he threw 50 touchdown passes at LSU and was unreal.
Sam Levitt.
Yeah. It's a street I grew up on. It was Levitt, by the way.
Yeah, Levitt.
Yeah.
Not leave it.
Not leave it. No.
Love it.
We didn't love it.
Like it.
Yeah, we liked it.
So they leave it. Sorry. Okay.
I knew you had an end game there. Yeah, I knew you did.
We were going there.
The point is that there's always going to be somebody that pops up out of nowhere. And who knows? Maybe Drew Aller, for instance, or Nussmeier, one of these guys, takes himself off of the big board.
So to the original point by Ben Solak, October 5th is incredibly early.
Well, and he also thinks that he thinks it comes after a four touchdown performance on October 4th. He thinks that's the game for Arch Manning, which is wild considering Arch Manning's thrown 95 career passes.
All right, here's the other part. If this is about Arch Manning, it's going to happen Labor Day weekend if Texas puts boots to asses to Ohio State.
So that's a great point, and that's one that I think is going to be if he absolutely destroys Ohio State's defense and lights everyone up, and lights them up, excuse me, then our phone lines are going to be lit up. It's going to go insane.
But so from the Arch side, that's one. But just from the Browns side of things, I don't think Browns fans are going into this expecting them to stink. And I think when you expect your team to stink is when on October 5th or week 6, whatever it is, you turn and go, so what about this draft?
Yeah, I just think we have way too many interesting things and too many interesting quarterbacks to talk about and to be like, well, all right, wait. It's like opening up a new present every few weeks. We'll be like, all right, so what does this quarterback now have to offer? And it's going to be fun. It's a mystery.
So it's like when you're like a little kid and they give you a lot of really small cheap presents
instead of one big present,
and then you rifle through like 10 presents that together were like $20. I mean, you stop even understanding what it is when you open up. You're just like, yeah, all right, now on to the next one.
But sometimes you learn that just opening the present was the joy in and of itself.
Look at that. That's
getting yourself a new quarterback. So sometimes is just the joy in and of itself.
So just putting Dylan Gabriel on the field,
people are gonna get gassed up. They're gonna get gassed up for Dylan Gabriel's debut. You know they are.
Now the funny thing is when it's 4 weeks later,
I can't imagine what's gonna happen with Shador's debut.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. If this thing goes in order of Pickett to Flacco to Dylan to Shador, you're gonna be like 1-12, and you're gonna have to choose between Shador winning you games in December or the planning for Manning or whatever the hell we're going to call it.
That's going to be a legitimate argument that we have on the station if it goes that direction with the quarterback battle.
216-474-0092. Ben Solak saying in one of his predictions for the Browns that the Browns will have October 5th will be the time when we start talking draft in Cleveland, because we'll be 0-5 and Arch Manning will be coming off a strong game. Are you going to be, do you think, is that where you think this season's going? Because I'm pretty sure that they're going to be like a 3-14, 4-13 kind of team. I think they are going to be atop the draft. I just think they're going to be really interesting all season long, starting with a quarterback situation, which you pointed out there. And a history repeating itself for Cleveland teams, or is it? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.